Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at June 16, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a clickbait, fake news show called Redacted, at the Redacted Inc., hosted by Natalie, at Natalie Morris, and Clayton Morris, at Clayton Morris. The Morris are best known for their pro-Kremlin conspiracy theories related to Russo-Ukrainian war. Clayton started his journalism career as a co-host at The Daily Buzz and Good Day Philadelphia, and started co-hosting Fox and Friends Weekend on Fox News Channel in 2008, where he focused on consumer technology. In 2017, he announced his retirement from TV, saying that he wanted to focus on real estate business. Natalie also has background in tech journalism, and she's worked for outlets like CBS, CNET, Wired, Variety, and TechCrunch. Before departing from Fox, Clayton had already launched several websites to make a quick and easy buck. He hosted a podcast called Investing in Real Estate with Clayton Morris and YouTube channel called Morris Invest, and he'd also launched an online financial planning service called Financial Freedom Academy. In March 2019, investors filed over 24 lawsuits, claiming that Morris Business was actually a Ponzi scheme. The company had sold properties that turned out to be trash, vacant lots, burned down buildings, and such. This scam was exposed in a three-hour-long documentary by YouTube channel called Holton Wisev, which Clayton sued for $7.2 million USD for using a copyrighted image of him. In 2020, Morris lost the case. Soon after this, Morris left their $1.4 million USD home in NJ and moved to a coastal resort town in Portugal. It's evident that they moved there because of the lawsuits, and possibly due to the negative feedback they received from the grift. Mrs. Morris cited the collective soul challenge in their business as the reason for leaving the US. Now, what does all this have to do with Russia and Ukraine? You may ask. Well, these days the Morris expert duo focuses on geopolitics and political commentary. Drawing knowledge from their decade-long experience as both consumer tech journalists and as real estate investors. Redacted News focuses on pretty much every pro-Kremlin narrative on the war in Ukraine. These are often advertised with clickbait Y titles like "The official Bucha narrative continues to crumble." The show features ridiculously bad takes from Douglas Russia has been to Jenelle McGregor, Eva Bartlett, Vanessa Bealey, Scott Ritter, and Tara Reid, who recently defected to Russia. The topics range from Bucha massacre denial and secret U.S. biolabs in Ukraine to Ukrainian Nazis and the U.S. blowing up the Nord Stream. Clayton has also advertised the infamous anti-war event Rage Against the War Machine, and shared various hot-slash-shit takes from fake news bloggers like at Max Blumenthal and conspiracy theorists like RFK Jr. In May 2023, Clayton interviewed McGregor, who suggested that hypersonic Kinzhal missiles can't be shot down. According to McGregor, the missiles hit key locations where Ukraine held their most advanced weaponry like the Storm Shadows. Now, remember that this military expert predicted 3 days after the invasion begun that if they don't surrender in the next 24 hours, I suspect Russia will ultimately annihilate them. The Morris crew also invited Eva Bartlett to defame NBC News article that exposed independent journalists as pro-Kremlin propagandists. Bartlett is of course part of this troupe, and has been actively spreading disinformation on both Syria and Ukraine. The interview with Ritter is basically Scotty praising Russia for plus 20 minutes with Clayton nodding his head at all this. Now, I don't blame either one for hating their country as much as they do, but it's baffling how they just go and support a genocidal empire that is Russia. 1524. In addition to their hot takes on the war, Natalie and Clayton talk about issues that garner most views on their multi-platform enterprise. Common topics include the Great Reset conspiracy theory, COVID-19 mandates and vaccinations, deep state, and woke mind virus. The basic premise in the Morris fantasy world seems to be that the evil globalists, led by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, are trying to take over the world, confiscate all of our belongings, force vaccinate us and make us eat bugs. The good and virtuous Putin, along with the rest of the multipolar world, is then trying to stop all this by fighting the evil globalists by conducting a genocide in Ukraine. It's extremely cynical take, but apparently it brings in the dollar. The whole show focuses on using provocative titles and narratives to bring in the maximum audience, regardless of the factuality of their claims. It is safe to assume that the Morris will pivot to the next current thing as soon as the hype around the war in Ukraine fades. Redacted is not a small venue. They work across several platforms and their follower base is big. They have almost 2 million subscribers on YouTube, are in top 40 biggest accounts on Rumble, and also spread their BS also on IG, Telegram, TikTok, and various podcast sites. Their most popular YouTube videos have millions of views, and for some reason their conspiratorial content hasn't been demonetized by the platform. In addition, they beg money on Locals and Patreon. It is safe to say that they're making good money from all this. To me, the Morris family are the worst kind of people. They try to profit tragedy. They have no interest in the truth or carry any responsibility over their statements, and tell outright lies as long as it brings them more engagement and money. Incidentally, none of this conspiratorial BS is mentioned in the Morris Wikipedia pages, and after doing a little digging I found out that they use their publicist to whitewash most of the controversial stuff from their Wikipedia pages. Let's conclude the soup with a headline: greedy real estate grifter and his wife exposed to be frauds monetizing on war atrocities and genocide. And Clayton, if you want to sue me too, you can contact at kim.com for further details. Support my work. Subscribe for my upcoming YouTube channel. Past soups. At Clayton Morris is something you might get when you try and order Tucker Carlson from.